USA News. I'm Jerry Barnash. Three people are dead after a shooting Saturday at a Dollar General store in Jacksonville, Florida. Police say the gunman used a tactical vest and an AR-15-style rifle. Law enforcement also says the shooting was racially motivated. CNN reports the shooter, who barricaded himself inside the store, is dead. Two people are in custody for a shooting that occurred at a parade in Boston. Police say the victims were taken to local hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. There was a shooting at a high school football game in Oklahoma, leaving one person dead and three others injured. Police say one of the victims, a 16-year-old boy, later died. No one is in custody, and it's not clear what led to the shooting. Civil rights groups returned to the nation's capital 60 years after Martin Luther King's historic march to Washington.
Lift every voice.
Tens of thousands of people took part in the march and rally at the Lincoln Memorial. Among them was Martin Luther King III, who called the anniversary a continuation of his father's fight for civil rights and not just a commemoration.
We're coming together to say we must create the climate for America to move forward in a forward direction, not a backward direction.
President Biden and Vice President Harris will meet with members of the King family at the White House, and Biden will deliver remarks on Monday. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Meteorologists say Franklin may become the first major hurricane in the Atlantic this season.
Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center say Franklin has strengthened into a Category 1 hurricane in the Atlantic on Saturday. The storm is expected to begin impacting Bermuda by Sunday night. The National Hurricane Center expects the storm to continue strengthening, and Hurricane Franklin could become a major hurricane early next week. I'm Stephanie DeLuca.
Gran Turismo opened with an $8.5 million opening day in theaters. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyroot for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
Spain's Soccer Federation President Luis Rubiales is being suspended for 90 days after forcibly kissing a female player. On Saturday, the FIFA Disciplinary Committee released a statement saying Rubiales has been provisionally suspended from all football-related activities at national and international level. The situation unfolded at last weekend's FIFA Women's World Cup match, after which Rubiales was seen giving one player an unsolicited kiss and making inappropriate gestures. Legendary game show host Bob Barker has died, 4 months shy of his 100th birthday.
The longtime host of The Price is Right died peacefully at home Saturday morning, according to his publicist. Barker hosted The Price is Right from 1972 until he retired in 2007.
Actual retail price is $200. Irene, you are the winner.
In 1999, he was awarded a Lifetime Achievement Emmy for daytime television. And in 1998, the studio where The Price is Right was taped was renamed Bob Barker Studio.
Help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered. Goodbye, everybody.
Bob Barker, dead at 99. I'm John Schaefer.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency in 33 counties as a tropical wave is expected to hit the state by midweek. I'm Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.